Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Something Mike Vick said at the end of that segment right there, it certainly wasn't criticism of Carson, and he pointed out, listen, the dude's only in his third year in the league. He's not a guy that's been in 5 years, 6 years, 10 years, or whatever. Mm-hmm. Sounds like Mike thinks that he needs to just let it rip at the end of games, or just needs to let it rip, needs to stop thinking.
Yeah, sometimes you do, yeah. Yeah, quarterbacks get in trouble when they think too much.
That's why things happen.
Yeah,
in a lot of these situations, he's trying to be too perfect. He realizes that the team around him is not great,
and he realizes getting down there is more pressure. But it's like
that's when it gets pressure is when you hit the 25-yard line,
right? Yeah,
because they've been able to go from the 20 to 20 in a lot of those spots, but then from there, trying to be too perfect,
you can't be gun shy.
He look a little gun shy to you. This year?
I thought he was on the Alshon play.
He was gun shy against the Cowboys
When you start throwing the ball in areas to just protect it all the time, then you know you're it's one thing to try to keep the ball out of harm's way, it's another thing to overthink it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
And that's why I kind of think he's at right now, because he has turned the ball over. And that's why when he had the early turnover, I saw him walking off the field and you can just tell he was like,
thing he wanted to do was throw a pick at her.
Exactly. That's the last thing he wanted to do.
He
that was the last thing he wanted to do.
Honestly, he's putting way too much pressure on himself, which, by the way, when you're a quarterback on the defending Super Bowl champions that you didn't get to play in the game, you're going to put pressure on yourself.
No doubt about it.
This is all about the growing process of Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
And it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. Mm-hmm. But he's not there yet. As Dennis Green once said, Ike. Let's go to Bob in Swedesboro, New Jersey. Hi, Bob.
How you doing, fellas?
All right.
What's up, Bob?
All right. Well, the one thing I do agree with you, Johnny, is Carson is putting too much pressure on himself, and I feel the reason why is because he realizes in the coaching room all week when he's being coached up by the new offensive coordinator and Press Taylor, that wealth of information, that masterclass of offensive information that he was getting all of last year between Frank Reich and DeFilippo, he's realizing it's not the same this year. He's intelligent enough to realize he's not getting educated enough as much as he was last year. So he feels he has to make up the difference. I see it when he plays. He's skittish. He doesn't look as prepared. And I don't think it's his fault. I think it's the offensive install, and I think that bleeds through the entire offense. I think it goes deeper than Carson. Yeah. It's the coaching staff. You could take the same ingredients to one pizza place and take the same ingredients to a different pizza place, and they'll be the exact different pizza
but
have the same ingredients, and I think that's the difference. I think it's the complete install of offensive game plan that's got this kid all jacked up.
That's a great point.
Well, I will say this. And we talked about this the other day as I was watching Mike grow on the bench with Carson, looking at that Microsoft tablet, that pad they watch over there. It made me think about the whole, is he being stimulated from a coaching standpoint? Like, he doesn't want you, he's not satisfied with knowing what he knows from the game. He wants you to add to what he knows to the game.
Yeah, it was a great observation by you, because if it's Frank Reich, who, NFL quarterback, been a coordinator
been around
in the
a
league,
long time,
and
worked with Phillip Rivers.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, with him, it's like you're almost, and you came, by the way, you came into the league with him, too.
Mm-hmm.
So he was your first coordinator.
Yep.
You have a relationship with him where he's the coach, you're the student. Now, Carson's the star. This is a guy that just got elevated.
Right.
And for Press Taylor, it's hard to come in his resume and be somebody that he's really not.
And I'm telling you, we talked about the dynamics of of DeFilippo and Frank Reich yesterday in coaching Carson, whereas DeFilippo could be the heavy with Carson, right? You coach him a little harder in practice. You know, Doug is like the CEO out there. And then, you know, after DeFilippo may, you know, get on him about tucking the elbow and, you know, he should have went to this guy. You got Frank Reich over there.
Puts his arm around
him. Put an arm around him. And right. He's like, okay, I know what you were thinking there, Carson. No, I know what you were thinking. I tell John later on, this is what you saw because I know this. You know what I mean? And that's how Carson has that balance of being coached hard, but also being getting encouragement and having somebody who he'll receive the information from. And when you get he and Frank Reich sitting on the sideline talking, okay, now you don't see Carson make the same mistakes.
Yeah.
Right? He's not going out there making the same mistakes.
And Carson's so damn smart that he's over there looking. Yeah, it's one thing if Frank Reich's telling him another thing. It's another. Like, I'm sure press is over there and they're having conversations or whatever, but it's different.
And this is a different analogy, but I think people understand where I'm coming from. It's why people say it's hard to coach LeBron James.
Yeah, LeBron doesn't really care what you say.
Well, if LeBron knows more about the game than you do,
he's LeBron.
Yeah, you had better bring something to the table.
Well, and a guy like Phil Jackson who came in with Michael Jordan, and he said, Michael, you haven't won anything.
Right.
Let's win. So from there, he could say to Michael, listen, remember where you were before me. You might be the best player ever, but remember what happened before me. And then Phil goes to the Lakers. They weren't listening to anybody that anything
Dale
was
Harris
saying.
And
none
all
of them.
That,
none
right?
of them.
Yeah.
Phil comes. He's the Zen master.
Yeah.
He's got Shaq and Kobe listening to him.
He's got the respect. And again, this is just Mike Grohl. You're a young coach.
Yeah.
Press Taylor, you're even, you know, I had never heard of him until he came here. Taylor.
Yeah.
So.
Sure, he's a fine coach.
And again, it's not an excuse, but when we see Carson make a mistakes that he wasn't making last year.
Yeah.
It means you got to get coached up. And Doug said something about he and Carson meeting just about every day.
Yep.
Because he was asked about, do you meet with Carson once a week this
year? I guess
year?
They used to do a Thursday night, and I guess now it's like, we meet every day
yeah, we
now.
We can't wait just for Thursday.
But that tells you.
Which is, yeah.
That tells you something.
Yeah.
It does. Zach in Bethlehem. Hi, Zach.
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up, brother?
Okay.
I got a couple points to make about Carson Wentz. You guys have kind of hit on this already, but I just really don't think that he's the same player in the fourth quarter. And a couple of games stand out to me when I say that. You know, you got the Panthers game, the Vikings game, the Titans game, and the Cowboys game, all of which are games where he could put together a long drive in the fourth quarter, kept the defense off the field a little bit, and kind of brought his team back or held the lead, you know, in three of those examples. So, and my other point about him would be he's got a little bit of a turnover issue right now with six straight games. He's turned over the ball. I just think he needs to clean that up a little bit.
Well, that's the number one thing he has to do is giving the ball away. You can't do that.
Yeah, Mike Vick, and we'll get the sound, we'll play it later on. Mike Vick really, and I was trying to get him not to say that, but I was trying to get what he felt like Carson was missing from him this year. There's something missing with Carson this year.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming off an injury. Of course, that has to do with it, but that's not the only thing. He's trying to do too much, and I don't think gun-shy is the right word, but he's trying to be too perfect. He's trying to, without putting the team on his back, he's trying to win the game, but he's just thinking about it too much.
And listen, he knows he's putting pressure on himself. We put pressure on him.
Of course.
Right? We put pressure on him. The coach is putting it on him, whether it's subconsciously or consciously by the play calling. So when you call 50 pass plays, you're basically saying, lead us to victory.
When you have Josh Adams and
right, yeah. So
you're telling the quarterback, listen, bro,
go win the game.
Yeah,
yeah.
888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. Marks and Reese. We'll come back with Mike Florio. Pro Football Talk. We'll get all the rumors, including what he thinks is wrong with the Eagles. Oh, I also got to ask him this, too, because his colleague at NBC is Peter King.
Ah.
I need to know when we're allowed to boo the Eagles and not be called Bush League.
You should have had Peter come on with him, man. We could have did like a conference call. Speakers.
We'll see if we can get his number. We'll call him up on the show.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.